Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent.
Shalom and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted-in branch or a grafted-back-in branch of the Tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13 through 17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience as outlined throughout His entire Word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon Himself so that we could have a fresh start clothed in His righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. As I started to get ready for today's program, I found myself staring at a blank page, praying and wondering what I should talk about. For the past couple of months, ever since August actually, I've been dealing with some kind of allergy, and I don't usually deal with allergies, but this started during ragweed season or ragweed bloom season, and I began dealing with this same thing for the first time this same time last year. However, last year, it didn't last quite as long. I'm about over it now, praise Yah, but it is still lingering. I have made an appointment with a naturopath, but he was booked out until February. Through this trial, and that is what I consider it, a trial, anyway, through this trial, I have been quite miserable at times, with coughing fits bordering on asthma attacks, and fairly extreme congestion to really irritating nasal drip. Lately I found myself lapsing on my healthy eating and supplement consumption out of disgust, because in spite of my best efforts I find myself dealing with things that those close to me who smoke and eat pig and are GMOs every day don't seem to deal with. They seem perfectly healthy, which of course I am very thankful for, as I pray often for their continued good health and Abba's continued mercy upon them. It just leaves me half-heartedly, not quite seriously, wondering If I should take up smoking and save some money and time by buying cheap GMO pre-processed quick cooking junk food. Am I the only person here dealing with this? I have a feeling that I'm not, so I thought I would chat a bit about this phenomenon so that others of you out there who may be going through similar trials would know that you're not alone. Perhaps some of you would like to email me and let me know that I'm not alone either. Let me know your thoughts. My thoughts on this are as follows. I have a friend that I met during a Sukkot gathering a few years ago who shared her testimony with several of us women at a ladies' luncheon. She was very hesitant to share her testimony with us for reasons I will explain in a bit. She had been very ill, and at one point, to the point where she thought she would die. Then, miraculously, she was completely healed by our Abba. Praise Yah! Of course, you would think someone that had been miraculously healed would be excited to share their testimony, wouldn't you? That's what I thought, at first. This is the explanation that she gave to us as to why she was so hesitant to give us her testimony of healing. She said that whenever she gave her testimony, she would be attacked spiritually, which would manifest into a physical attack against her health. She knew that an attack would be forthcoming. I wasn't sure what to think about that at the time. I had just finished our book, If God Can Heal His People, Why Is the Church So Sick?, which you can download for free from our website at www.hiswordheals.com. And I was just getting ready to start on our Healing Scriptures CD, His Word Heals, which is also free in MP3 form on our website. As a matter of fact, this lady's luncheon was the one where I first presented a PowerPoint on this same subject. If you have listened to this program for long, you may or may not know my testimony that Abba healed me completely from basal cell carcinoma with aggressive growth pattern. That trial is what led me into this ministry. Anyway, I wouldn't be left wondering about the legitimacy of this type of spiritual physical attack for much longer, as during the creation of the Healing Scriptures CD, these attacks became a reality for me as well, in a variety of different forms, the latest of which are these severe and lingering allergy symptoms, which I've never before experienced, even as a child. In spite of these disheartening attacks, I pray that Abba gives me the strength and will to keep plowing forward for His kingdom, to help bring hope and healing to His people. I want to continue going on the offense and not go on the defense. The more I feel attacked, the more I want to attack back using the sword of His word, because I truly believe His word does heal. Yeshua is His word made flesh, according to John 1. Yeshua, His word, healed His people 2,000 years ago, and according to Hebrews 13:8, Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also in Malachi 3:6, Yahweh tells us He does not change. So, Yahweh does not change, and neither does His word, nor His Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, and Yahweh's word made flesh. So, if He healed His people 2,000 years ago, He heals His people today as well. In spite of so-called symptoms, which are at times very real, we are already healed. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, speaking of Yeshua, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Even though we may not feel like it, we need to cling to belief in His word, which tells us we have already been healed. Praise Yah and hallelujah! Through Yeshua, we have been restored to a right relationship with our Father and Creator, who promises that He would put none of the diseases of Egypt, basically the world, upon us if we obey Him. If you are listening to this program and this radio station, chances are you are doing your best to obey Him and repent in Yeshua's name, asking forgiveness when you mess up. This is all that we can do. He has already done the rest for us. We cannot heal ourselves, and our righteousness is as filthy rags before our holy and set-apart Creator. However, when we are covered by the blood of Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, he no longer sees our filthy rags, but instead sees Yeshua's righteousness. We need to make sure that we are confessing and asking for our sins to be covered daily by his blood. Through his blood, his willing sacrifice in our place, we can boldly go on the offense against our spiritual enemies daily. Remember, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12. We can only fight and win this spiritual battle with spiritual weapons, those weapons being his word and faith. Faith in what he has promised to those that belong to him in his word. We have been bought with a price, that price being the shed blood of our Creator's only begotten Son, Yeshua. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us, "For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify Elohim in your body and in your spirit, which are Elohim's." And 1 Corinthians 7:23 also admonishes us, "Ye are bought with a price, be not ye the servants of men." How better to glorify our Creator and His Son than to forge ahead regardless of the trial we might be going through. Forge ahead proclaiming victory through His Word, His promises, even when we might not feel physically like we are winning. Keep moving forward in full attack mode while wearing the armor of His promises, wielding the sword of His Word. With every attack, speak the words, "It is written," just as Yeshua did when he was tempted and tried in the wilderness for 40 years. Fear not, but have faith. Faith that you are already healed, even if your body doesn't know it yet. Praise Yah, I needed this pep talk. I hope it is helping some of you as well. Remember, this is only a temporary trial. He is using to make us stronger both physically and spiritually. This too will pass. He also promises that he will not allow us to be tempted or tried beyond what he knows we can bear. 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, Elohim is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted beyond or above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." That is how I know there are others out there going through the same trials I am enduring and becoming stronger through. He says that my trials and what I'm going through are common to other people. They're not uncommon among men. We are not alone. You are not alone. I am not alone. Together we will be able to endure to the end, and we are already healed. When I'm finished recording this program, I'm going to go and take my vitamins and make a fresh start getting back on track with the diet I believe Abba is leading me to follow. I have lapsed and strayed off course these past few weeks to a month or so out of a somewhat defeatist attitude. I stalled from forging ahead for just a bit, but during the time, I have found that Abba has shown his power to me and my husband in other ways by answering very undeniably our prayer requests that we have made, probably to help me get back on track and trudge full steam ahead. A pep talk, if you will, letting us know that he is definitely still there and still hears us and still loves us. We need to trust in his plan for our lives and in his love and his faithfulness to his promises, including his promises of healing. I'm going to go for a walk tomorrow, take a break from the very hectic schedule that I've been dealing with for the past several weeks, a break from this busy time, and get some sunshine and fresh air. Then I'm going to prepare a healthy Shabbat meal for my family, as tomorrow is Friday or preparation day. Then I'm going to relax and rest on Shabbat and let Abba be Elohim and King. I hope and pray that you all are able to do the same, and may Abba bless you and keep you and give you his shalom and his strength through whatever trial it is you might be going through. For the remainder of this program, I'm going to play some strength scriptures. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.
Strength. Exodus 5:2. Yahweh is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my Elohim, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's Elohim, and I will exalt him. 2 Samuel 22:31-33. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is Elohim save Yahweh? And who is a rock save our Elohim? Elohim is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Psalms 18:2. Yahweh is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my Elohim, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalms 18:32. It is Elohim that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Psalms 18:39. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Psalms 20:6. Now I know that Yahweh saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Psalms 21:13. Be thou exalted, O Yahweh, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Psalms 22:19. But be thou not far from me, O Yahweh, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Psalms 27:1, a psalm of David. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 28:7-8. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Yahweh is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Psalms 29:1, another psalm of David. Give unto Yahweh, O ye mighty, give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Psalms 29:11. Yahweh will give strength unto his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Psalms 31:4. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Psalms 37:39. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Psalms 39:12-13. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Psalms 46:1. Elohim is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 59:9. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for Elohim is my defense. Psalms 59:17. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for Elohim is my defense, and the Elohim of my mercy. Psalm 62:7. In Elohim is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in Elohim. Psalm 68:35. O Elohim, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The Elohim of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Elohim. Psalm 71:9. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Psalm 71:16-18. I will go in the strength of Yahweh. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O Elohim, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but Elohim is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 84:5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart are in the ways of them. Psalms 105:4. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face evermore. Psalms 118:14. Yahweh is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Psalms 138:3. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Psalms 140:7. O Elohim, Yahweh, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Yahweh is my strength and my song. He is also become my salvation. Isaiah 25:4. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in Yahweh forever, for the Lord Yahweh is everlasting strength. Isaiah 40:28-31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Joel 3:16. Yahweh also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Yahweh will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Psalms 27:14. Wait on Yahweh. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. Psalms 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in Yahweh. Psalms 119:27-28. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Psalm 67:1-3. Elohim, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Elohim. Let all the people praise thee. Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.